Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Boy, do we already have some controversy brewing up here on the trip, man. One day in. Gonna get away from the controversy. Hey, we'll have Jenna's dream readings here in about 20 minutes, but Boss Man George.
Good morning.
Joining us on the show, right? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
First of all, thank you.
Are you working deals while you're on the show with us?
I'm just looking at the rules online.
Oh, my gosh.
So, George is probably the most competitive person in the office.
Probably so.
Minus you.
When it comes
minus you.
I'm competitive as well, but when it comes to yard games.
The real Olympic
sports. George
is, claims to be the greatest
bocce
ball player of all time.
Wow, okay.
He's apparently going into the Hall of Fame when it comes to bocce.
Okay.
And he claims he is the greatest cornhole player in his neighborhood. So if you live in his neighborhood, trash talking's happening.
I'll have his back on that. They played in a huge tournament out where the Dallas Cowboys play at huge stadium. And what did you place?
Well, it was 150 teams, and my partner and
I first.
We made it all the way to the final 40 of the 150 teams.
That's pretty big, Al.
So they were 39 professionals and then us.
Look, I played a tournament with George as well. When we went out to the Kids Kids Golf Tournament in New Orleans, and we did pretty well.
How are you with the crochet? Okay. Crochet.
Oh,
Ow. Or crochet.
He missed the joke again. $20.
I got you, dog.
Okay. So, and George threw out something yesterday about another game that, I mean, we've all played it, but we don't take it very seriously.
But I've never played it, but the things he was saying, they were shocking.
But he looked us in the eye, and this was not alcohol induced or anything. You know?
This was George straight out of working deals.
He said, "I have never and will never be beat in the game of Jenga."
I have never been beat.
And will never
be beat. He said, "I am that.
I am that good.
I am that blank
at
and
that,
good."
Yes, he did.
So at that point, we look over, and on the beach is one of those Jenga sets, a big one.
What a coordinate!
The life
crazy.
Size
George, did you know there was you knew it was out there, right? The Jenga set.
Set it up.
Yeah. Oh, he had him set it up. Okay.
Did you have him set up the cornhole too?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that! So it's all George's.
Makes money moves.
So.
George had a rough day yesterday in competition.
Well, as soon as he said that, I looked at Cheddar and I said, "Well, let's go, George.
You gotta go."
I mean,
if you throw something down like that,
you gotta be called on it.
I have nothing to lose. I've lost at Jenga. My daughter beat me at Jenga. She's 5. So I have nothing to lose.
No, but this is the big Jenga. This is the outdoor with the 2x4s.
Yeah,
this is
it's
the
a little
big,
different.
Giant
right?
Jenga.
So
it's a little different.
So George takes me up and we go down there, and I'll tell you this. I was a little nervous because you guys were all watching. And George starts throwing out rules because I don't know the rules of Jenga. The rules were only one hand, and that was about it.
That's it.
Okay. You take one out, you stack it on top somewhere else,
it's pretty
and
simple.
The next person goes. And
but how far from the top? Because I saw JC counting.
Four.
You
top
have to
strike,
at least four.
The mic, George. Thank you.
At least four from the top is where you have to.
Yeah, you have to go four down because
four
it's
down.
Obviously.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't take from the top and just keep restacking the top. That's too easy.
Okay.
Right. George feels so beat up right now, by the way.
Oh, he's so defensive. Look at his body language.
Yeah, arms are folded.
Yeah, he is.
Arms are folded. He's about ready to roll his eyes at any given time.
So,
like,
you're
one of those.
George and I have this game going, and it's competitive. We got up to, like, we were probably about 5 feet, 7 inches up in the air.
You both took your shirts off.
Mine was already off, Al.
Yes, it is. In fact, your shirt is off right now.
Yeah.
JC was the same.
Has he ever had a shirt on?
No, he's on the plane. Yeah, he's on the plane with no shirt
when
on.
When the show ends and we go to the beach, I don't own a shirt. So we're out there, and George pulls one out, and the tower starts swaying. Swaying quite a bit. And then George grabs the top of the tower and stabilizes it.
Yep, steadies the tower.
And, and that's when the peanut gallery exploded.
That's absolutely a foul.
I didn't know. See, I don't know the rules.
And we're all like, he was defeated. The man that said he could never be defeated was defeated.
In George's defense, we were a pretty good distance away from at least 100 yards.
Are you going to slip him at 20 now?
He got to you, Al.
He got to
I'm
you.
Just saying.
So at that point, I had not been filming.
At this moment, okay, it's not filmed. That's correct. Let's go to the rules. So, officially.
I'm just amazed that there are written rules.
The only thing is that the only way you can win or lose a game is by the tower toppling. That's
but
it.
But you're not allowed to touch
you're not
the
allowed
tower.
To
no, I just
it.
Took it out and I put it down. See, my problem was I heard Jason.
Trey got it.
So, oh, boss man. So mad. Cussing in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This will be on the Christmas reel.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
He's not even worried about it. He's like, just edit it.
I feel so good now.
I feel like we have so many free passes now.
I feel so good now.
All right, so what happened?
This is worth this money already.
So you got scared because I went in nothing to lose.
I knew that you had nothing to lose.
And
you had a crowd that was going to be in your side because I was a little cocky.
You're being
the
so
day before.
Cocky.
I was being a little cocky, but it's true. I just was born this
but
way.
But it's true.
So
I was born this way.
Don't be mad at me because I was just born to be the natural jingle player.
Okay.
So
you said that about cornhole, and I beat you.
No, cornhole's different.
I will say this:
there's people. You're good.
You told me I wasn't going to be good. George, I think
you're
George
good.
Forgets that these are the kind of games that we played drunk in college and had years of experience with.
You're really good.
I will say this.
What were you saying under your breath?
That I'm trying to get you on my side, too. So then it's I've already negotiated now. So if I give you a compliment, then I get you on my side.
I will say this. When George said before we went out to play basketball one day, and he said, I could hit a half-court shot. And we're all looking at each other like, no, you can't. He hit it. He hit it. We went out to basketball court and hit it. So he does have some athletic prowess in there.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, my God, Kelly, what?
I'm going to bust you on the cornhole.
Uh-oh.
No, you're not. What are you talking about?
You can't get to Kelly. She makes too much money.
They're going to have to start dropping this stuff.
Bust
him. Just start cursing.
What?
George. You're just going to start dropping. Trey, get ready.
What?
Here it comes.
You can't dump already.
What?
I can't tell if he...
What?
He's got his lip curled in the F.
Know.
Hold on. He's ready to say F.
George,
I want to know.
You cannot curse. You built this. Yeah. You helped build
you
this
built
empire.
This city.
You can't knock it down yourself like Jenga.
What happened?
I'm scared to say it now.
I have no idea what you're going to talk about.
I don't either.
He said he threw the competition. I got
oh,
it.
When you lose a game and then say, oh, I threw it.
He
it
threw
was
it.
19-19, and he was making effort. Okay, he had
so
good shots
on
the board.
Exactly what I said. This is exactly what I said.
He threw it.
No.
I
said.
So terrible. That game was so fair.
Y'all quit
so
getting up on
my
man.
Exactly what I said. Hold on. Because this is true.
Right.
I said, Jenna's really good, and she actually won the game at the end. That you hit the hole, got 3 points, and
George,
that...
I got 4 bags in the hole.
I know.
Yeah,
no, I'm trying to give you a compliment.
Tell him,
Jenna. So I said, you actually won. Robert threw all 4 off the board, but he said...
Are you saying it's Robert's fault? It's Cheddar's fault?
I wasn't dogging Robert. I said, I was playing someone that had never played before, right? So I was getting most of the points for our team.
And he basically saying he went easy on you. And
he said he had his eyes closed.
Yeah.
You went...
Wow.
That's terrible. When a game comes down to 19-19, that's throwing the game.
He said no.
He would have never let it get 19-19 if he'd been really playing,
let me
right?
Just remind everyone, they got... Uh-oh. 0 bags in the hole.
Oh, wow.
And Fran, who had never played a game before, got what? One or two?
Two
in the hole.
Yeah. Two in the hole.
I was thinking that was an excellent game, and we all high five.
Yeah.
And then he goes around behind my back telling people he threw the game.
Well, I think you played an excellent game, Boss Man George.
Thank you.
In fact, I was for Jenga and for cornhole.
He's over here trying to get me to have his back.
I know.
Talking trash behind my back.
I know.
That's 100.
All right,
right?
So anyways, back to the
back to the Jenga.
Back
so
to
George
the Jenga.
Cheated, and so then I was like, yeah. So I got my phone out. I said, because he's obviously going to cheat again if he's willing to do it so blatantly.
And why Cheddar, in the meantime, is looking at him and he's like, dude, just walk away. just walk away. You won. And I'm like, I don't know, man.
Because this is Boss Man George.
We're still going, though.
So I'm filming it, and then we get to watch it play out. And ultimately, here's what got so cocky. So JC is finally going to go.
This was bad.
George takes his shirt and throws it over his shoulder and just walks away.
Well, you're still playing.
I know.
Playing.
There's nothing more that I wanted than to get that miracle piece.
I know. So he had to come.
So
back.
He'd have to come on back.
But it didn't work out that way. George that was so cocky, George.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the U.S. women's soccer team yesterday?
Just walking off
while Spain still has 2 minutes left to play.
We
got this. We got this.
So, George.
But, like I said, George played an excellent game.
So.
It's too far away for anyone to really see.
Very competitive. Yes. Way far away.
So and there is no film.
We were drinking.
There is no film.
The question.
No telling.
And it didn't fall down.
I'll give you that.
You bear hugged it.
You weren't there.
So here it
now,
is.
See, listen. Kelly did that to make sure Jenna wouldn't get on my side. She totally made that up.
I would have taken your side had I not been heard you threw me under the bus.
That's why I had to have you on the team. I had to have
you on
the
championship.
I can't believe you fell for that.
You hugged it tighter than Blake Shelton hugged me before that kiss. You really did.
I was nervous saying it because I was afraid George was going to get mad at me for saying that.
You thought he was going to curse?
But he's already been thrown so far under the bus.
Yeah.
Although I have witnesses.
The bus is backed up twice.
Although I have witnesses that say I should be awarded the win, George. And this could be your first loss ever in Jenga. I am willing to throw away that whole game.
Oh, you're so big of you.
And give you another chance. Winner take all.
Oh, but he's leaving today.
Oh.
Unless we can bring the Jenga set up here, y'all do it.
Sure.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
It's on.
I mean, I'll let you have another shot at this guy right here.
Thank you.
Now, George, I know we have the big, gigantic-sized Jenga. Is it different than the tabletop? It's all the same?
Yeah. It's all balanced.
Same. Never lost.
Is it because you're so good at physics, or what is it?
I think it's just a combination of a lot of things. I've kind of looked into it, but I don't want to bore you.
Jenga?
I don't want to bore you on all the
specifics.
You've looked into your Jenga skills?
You've studied it.
You've looked into your Jenga skills? How do you look into your own skills?
You think it's your gentle touch?
Could be.
Your supple hands?
Yeah. So George is undefeated with an asterisk. As of now.
But he played an excellent game.
Yeah.
Stop it. Suck up.
Big ass. Sucking up. Over
there. Trying to get that 200.
What'd he get you?
200?
Yeah. Trying to get that 200.
It was 20.
I'm negotiating.
The fee has gone up as the bit continued. We also had our first challenge yesterday. Speaking of competing.
Yeah, we did.
Our first couples challenge.
Yeah, I threw that one too. I threw that one.
The first of many. Yesterday's challenge was treasure hunt.
Yes.
So we're metal coupled detectors. Up. Here's the couples. Big Al, Mac, and Justin.
Yep.
Jenna and her boyfriend. Kelly and her husband. Me, JC, and his wife.
Yep.
And we were supposed to go out there. They put 50 coins in the sand on the beach.
50?
50. On top of the other coins that have already been thrown out there, because I guess they've done this treasure hunt before.
Yeah.
So there could have been upwards of 100 coins, maybe.
Who knows?
And they said you had, what was it, Cheddar, a minute?
4 minutes.
Four minutes to go find as many of these coins as possible.
Good thing we didn't have to compete with George, because he's the best treasure hunter of all time.
Yeah. He removed himself.
He cannot be defeated.
He's never been beaten.
Well, his wife's not here, so he was disqualified.
He was disqualified. And you've been voting, Kid Nation, on who you think is going to win this competition. As of now, I think Kinsey and I are the least favorite to win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't
seen the standings.
I think a lot of people think Al and Justin are going to pull this off.
Hmm.
They're the underdogs, we thought, but they're the favorite to win.
Wow.
And Kid Nation, you were correct, because yesterday, Big Al Mac and Justin crushed it.
Yeah.
Justin's a good, he's got some dig on him.
He is a great digger.
Well, you know what? He's hungry for money.
Yeah, he really is.
Right.
He's accustomed to digging for sand, looking for money.
Now, a little gopher or something.
There was a tie for first place yesterday.
Yep.
And you're wondering, how many of these coins did we find out of the probably hundreds that are out there in the sand?
Mm.
And the tie for first place was 4. 4 coins.
That's it.
Each.
It's actually 3.
It was 3.
I wanted to up it to make it sound good. Thanks for us. So we had 3 coins.
Three
each, yeah.
And that tie went to Big Al Mac's team and my team.
Now, I don't know the answer to this, but if we needed a tiebreaker, who found the three the fastest? I don't know the answer to this. Was it?
I think that would be you guys.
Me and Justin.
You and Justin did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we did.
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't even know.
I know they did because I was next to them as we were looking for coins. And they were like, it's our third.
And I was making sound effects. Bam!
Boom,
shakalaka.
Boom, shakalaka?
Let him have it.
Okay, you can have
it. He so seldomly is in first place.
In second place, I believe, was Kelly and Alan.
Yeah, with our one coin. Thanks to my husband. We couldn't find anything.
And unfortunately, Jenna and El Novio were not able to find a single coin.
No, but we found a lot of love.
So the leaderboard right now stands at 3 points each for Big Al and myself. Mm-hmm. I believe Kelly has 2 points or...
2 points.
2 points. And Jenna and boyfriend?
They have 1 point.
Yeah, they gave
because
us 1 point.
Tiebreaker. Oh,
okay.
But, you know.
So you got one point. Oh, Kelly and Alan have 1 point.
Yeah.
It's been overruled. And
yeah,
you guys have zero,
one.
Jenna.
Yes.
But there's still plenty of games to be played. And we'll have some more today, I believe. A very flexible one will take part tonight.
No.
So hopefully everybody can stretch out a little bit and see who wins that one.
What that means, I have no idea.
Yeah.
All right.
And coming up next, Jenna's going to be reading your dreams. And Jenna, what does it mean when there's spaghetti noodles coming out of my mouth?
People have food dreams where food's coming out of their mouth.
Okay.
Wow. It does not mean what you think.
Okay, we'll find out what that means next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, boss man George lit up the text. Yeah, the texts are coming in hot. And
what do they say?
I think George is going to like it from the text. Boss man George sounds hot.
Oh, yeah.
Not when he speaks into the microphone.
I wrote that one, actually.
Can I just say, boss man George has an awesome voice. I had to log on to see him on Kid TV. Meow. Yeah, you got a meow out there, George. So there's that.
There's that.
There's that.
Also, George cheated. It's out there. All right, Kid Nation. So it's time to read your dreams. Our dream expert is in the house, and she has something special for us.
Are y'all ready?
Oh, the new hat.
The upgrade?
So it was a little larger than I anticipated.
It's a large.
Uh-oh.
It's a large.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It's like a Jiffy Pop popcorn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What do y'all think?
That's big enough.
Hi, big.
Well, y'all voted. Kid Nation voted. My regular hat.
Wow.
The memes.
Or the larger hat.
That's a lot of
hat. That's a lot of hat.
The Photoshop.
What do y'all think?
Did you have to check that? Did you have to check that? It couldn't go in your overhead.
Well, you see, we had to stuff it into the suitcase. It was very large.
Large.
Wow. Is it filled with air? What is in there?
The thing is, there's things in there that you can't remove. I look like some weird drug mule.
I mean, if
wow.
we put... It kind of looks like a cow's...
I don't know what it looks like. It's like an upside down...
I don't look like a big genie?
It looks like Nicki Minaj's butt upside down. Kind of.
That's yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a butt.
With a feather stuck in it.
Yeah, with a
feather. Oh, this is bad.
Nicki Minaj's butt upside down with a feather.
And we will post a picture.
Why does it look like it has butt cleavage in the front?
It's got a crack in the front for sure.
Oh, my.
And it could also look like other things.
Very distracting.
Yeah, so we'll post a picture on the Kid Nation Instagram.
This is only going to enhance my dream reading.
Okay, yeah.
Everyone's laughing so hard. Yeah. Together, but these people have serious dreams.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, let's kick it off with the first one.
I can't wear my headphones in, so talk loudly.
Hey, Jenna, I have a reoccurring dream that tornadoes are coming, and I'm always with my children and my two best friends and their children, and we always run to an old house, and we go in the basement, and the tornadoes come close, lots of them, but we're never harmed. Had this dream at least 10 times. Why am I having this?
You need to beware of this type of dream. Tornadoes are actually somewhat common dreams, and it means there is something destructive happening in your life.
Oh.
Or something destructive is afoot. Dreams about tornadoes mean you feel overwhelmed and disappointed in certain daily life situations in your waking life. So maybe you have a lot of worries, a lot of problems. Maybe, you know, you have kids, you have a family. Maybe there's just a lot of stressors going on. But that means you're just really overwhelmed.
Can you not shake your head so much it looks like you're twerking?
Yeah, it does. It does. Oh my gosh! It, wait a minute. Don't, you better stop. It's gonna come over your face. It's gonna like. Oh my gosh!
It's twerking.
All right, here we go. Here we go. I had a dream that I was in college visiting my boyfriend in Baton Rouge, and I went to the bathroom, started pulling spaghetti noodles out of my mouth.
Ew.
They just kept coming out like a clown pulling the scarf. What does this mean?
Shut up. That's what it means.
Oh.
That's what it means. I thought you were telling me to shut up.
You know the expression, word vomit? You feel like you have word vomit? You are regretting something that you've said in your day-to-day life.
Wow.
So you are having communication problems, or you cannot stop thinking about the fact that you said something stupid or regrettable in real life. Maybe you gossiped or told something that someone said, do not tell someone.
Oh.
So this, your subconscious is telling you to literally shut up and stop talking. Hmm. It's just very strange that in our dream it's interpreted as you're pulling food from your mouth, but that's what it means.
That seems like it'd feel pretty cool, too.
Mom spaghetti. I have these
lucid dreams. All right, Jenna.
Okay.
This person's trying to start a hashtag movement with this one.
Okay, I like hashtags.
I often dream I'm being attacked and need help, and no matter how much I scream or reach out to my husband, he never helps me. Hashtag.
What a jerk.
Tell me my dream.
Hashtag divorce.
No.
This actually just spells some trouble in your relationship, you know. But sometimes I say when you have these kinds of dreams, you need to ask yourself first, what's going on in your current relationship, you know? Or maybe did you watch a movie about someone being attacked and feeling vulnerable? Because it could mean a whole variety of things. But these are the questions I recommend asking yourself. Why are you being defensive in your life? Where could you be hurting yourself or someone else in real life? And sometimes you have dreams that you're being attacked. Remember when I've told you in the past about the dreams where you're being murdered? It doesn't actually mean anything as scary as it sounds. It means you're trying to kill a part of yourself, maybe a bad habit or something you're trying to break. So those are some of the questions you should ask yourself. Maybe you have some old patterns of behavior that you need to break. So whole variety of things. So I'm kidding about divorce, but you might be having some relationship issues.
Could it be possible that your hat's getting bigger, like as the bit goes on?
Is it plugged into some sort of...
Yeah, it feels like it's
better than the last hat. It's getting smaller. Is it getting bigger?
No, I think it's getting bigger.
But I think because it was something
that's
just starting to unswell. swell. I mean, yeah, it's starting to spread out.
Yeah. Oh, it's blooming. It's blossoming right before our eyes.
Is it getting bigger?
Oh, wow. See, it's growing.
It is?
I'm telling you, it's mushrooming, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that thing is puffing up.
What do y'all think?
I think your head's,
I like it.
Your head's pregnant.
I'm all about that thing. All right.
Oh,
okay.
We're doing Jenna's dream readings right now. Hey, Jenna.
Hey.
I had a dream I beat up my mother-in-law. LOL.
LOL.
What does this mean?
LOL.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So mother-in-laws mean a lot of things. So, again, you should ask yourself some questions. What is your relationship with your mother-in-law like? Do you hate her? Do you hate your mother-in-law? Or do you actually like your mother-in-law? If you dream about your mother-in-law or even beating up your mother-in-law, which sounds crazy, sometimes that means you're beating yourself up about something, and a mother-in-law is usually someone you seek advice and help from, your mother or mother-in-law, when you dream about them, because they're the ones you look at as a motherly figure and you want help from them. So this just means there's something important that you need to address in your waking life, or maybe you've put someone in a difficult situation, maybe it's been your mother-in-law, and you're actually seeking her help to help you do something, and you just need to get a little control over the situation. So yeah, mothers and mothers-in-laws are usually reflective of needing help or advice.
All right. Say I'm caught
up in a dream. Yeah, that's a new one.
Jenna, what does it mean that I never dream?
Oh. Yeah, we had that one a lot, Jenna.
You're missing part of your brain.
Huh?
No, that's not true.
Oh.
Actually, everyone gets into REM sleep and dreams. And so that's what's so frustrating for a lot of people. I never dream. I used to be this person until I started having really vivid dreams and I couldn't figure it out. But they say that everyone dreams at night. You're just not remembering your dreams.
Right.
Because dreams are notoriously difficult to recall. If a dream ends before you wake up, you will probably not remember it. Sometimes you remember the dreams because you're awoken by an alarm as you were in the middle of a dream. So if your dream game had a nice conclusion and you kept sleeping, you won't remember it. But there's things you can do to get in the habit of creating some of those memories, which means just keep a notebook by the bed and actively try. They say when you wake up, you start thinking about work and what you have to do that day. Instead, try and think about what the last thing you remember thinking about. Sometimes that can help. But they say that your memory storage actually lies dormant when you are sleeping. So that's why it can be so hard to recall dreams.
You store a lot in that head. You got on. You yeah, store a head, lot in
definitely.
There.
Definitely. That's a.
I have so much knowledge today.
That's a mansion hat. Wow.
What if you remember that your dream just seems so vivid? Like, not a particular dream. I'm not talking about the content of the dream, but it just seems so realistic. Like that hat. Like, just so
What's
realistic.
Question, though?
What does that mean?
That's like, something for you, Al, that actually happened. You were just really drunk.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No. Food can have a lot to do with it. If you eat a lot of sugar before bed, you can have nightmares. Food, what you eat, and what the last things you do before bed can affect your dreams.
Were you dreaming about someone, Al?
I remember having a J-Lo dream. I think I told y'all about J-Lo that, and it seemed like it was so real.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like we really did get married.
You weren't dreaming about someone that's about 20 minutes away right now?
No. Oh, okay. No. No. Come on, dude.
Well, he's asking questions about dreaming, so that was like the thing that I think he was dreaming about.
Fired. No.
That's what you get for getting George's back.
No.
All right, Kid Nation, if you want to write our dream expert, Jenna, in her humongous hat, slip into the DMs at Kid Nation, or you can text us at 800-543-3548. We'll be back at it again next week with our dream readings. And coming up next, you're going to get to meet the most popular employee here at Baker's Cay Resort. Because everybody loves her.
Everybody.
She hung out with us last night at dinner. And we'll let you know what we're going to be up to today as well when we come back live from our family vacation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And joining us on the show right now, two of the best employees at Baker's Cay Resort. We got Audrey Gonzalez, who's the Director of Sales and Marketing of Baker's Cay. And who's with you, Audrey?
We have Maya here. She's our Director of Pet Relations.
Maya has four
and
legs.
And loves bacon.
Yes.
Yeah,
shout
Maya,
out.
Maya is a husky, right?
She is.
And does she get paid? Because she's here alive. She's
paid in bacon.
She gets paid in bacon and peanut butter treats.
Nice.
So sweet.
And anywhere you go on the resort, people flock over to Maya.
They do. They absolutely love spending time with her. And Scott, who's our director of activity, spends quite a bit of time taking care of our guests. And so she tends to do the same with our fur guests.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. And we have tikis out throughout the beach.
Uh-huh. That's what I was going to say, little doggy tikis.
Yeah. So for the big dogs, the little dogs,
yeah.
And they love spending some time getting in some shade and yappy hour at 4.
Oh, so that's what happens at yappy hour.
So
they get
that dog beer right there that's in front of us.
Dog beer and dog perignon as well. Dog
cute.
Champagne.
Yeah, look at that. Doggy beer.
Have you tried the dog beer, Audrey?
Honestly, I haven't yet, but I hear from Maya and her friends that it's really good.
Okay, because this is a very pet-friendly resort. I mean, you see them all over the place. There's puppies on their plant.
Dog-friendly.
Yes. Dog-friendly.
Don't be showing up with your cat.
Oh, are you saying you don't like the cats, Kelly?
Nobody wants a vacation with a cat.
No. Nobody brings a cat on vacation.
No.
Everybody likes to bring the dogs.
Right.
Now, Maya, because people were asking me on Instagram, is she here all day, every day? So if I go out there in the middle of the night, she's going to be hanging out with me?
Unfortunately, not at night. She does go home, but she's here quite a bit.
With us, she made an exception.
Yes. She did hang out with us all day yesterday.
She did, on the boat.
She is such a great guest.
Right?
Yeah, she came on our sunset cruise. And she was so into looking at the fish when we were coming back. Because it was dark. We couldn't see anything. But Maya definitely could see. There were some flying fish. Did you see them?
No.
We had dolphins.
But I heard dolphins.
Yeah,
dolphins.
I saw the
dolphins. You guys saw some dolphins.
Yeah, we saw a couple dolphins.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they were in the front of the boat. They were jumping out.
Really?
And Maya was staring, and I was asking, is she going to jump off? And they said, no, she's cool. She does not like the salt water.
She was laying down, enjoying the views, kind of relaxing.
Yeah.
Very chill.
She did not join us on the plane, though.
No.
And that, Audrey, was one of the coolest things I've ever done.
Wasn't it?
Oh, man.
The seaplane, yeah. Seen these in movies. Never ridden on one.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of these.
Yeah.
And you tell yourself, that doesn't go together. There's a plane on the water. You know, it's just chilling there. Like, this cannot happen. But they took us up, and we had such a good time up there. The pilots are so excellent.
So the plane that you were on was a Cessna 408, which is an 8-passenger plane. And it's one of our partners. And so they are Tropic Oceans Airways. And they'll pick you up and take you to Key West for the day, just do a tour around the area, or do a half day out to Key West or pretty much anywhere. And it's a really cool experience for our guests, too.
Yeah, sure is.
They do some really fun maneuvers, too.
Wow.
They do.
Oh.
Did you feel those G-forces?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
You basically float for about 3 seconds. Yeah. I don't know how they do it, what they did. I don't know if they shut off the engine. I don't know how they did it, but it was such a cool feeling.
I quite enjoyed watching y'all from my jet ski.
So fun.
From the jet ski and the safety of the ocean level as y'all came diving down, and I could hear your screams. It was so,
you could
so
hear us.
Fun.
Nice.
I could. Yeah, I could hear you.
Yeah, Audrey said you were trying. You were racing right next to the plane.
Did y'all not see me?
Yeah.
I had the jet ski, and I tried to get going because, of course, that plane started taking off. But it was so cool to run the jet ski alongside of y'all on the water.
This is the best water to jet ski on, Audrey.
It really is.
By far.
Super flat, right?
It's just flat. It's fun.
You could see everything.
Everything. You feel super safe. You can see the fish.
I mean...
How deep is the water out here?
It varies, but it's pretty shallow. And, I mean, you can go about quite a bit of way out and be just around waist deep into water. And
yeah, like where we were last
night. You see stingrays, you see manatees out there. We have a few nurse sharks as well.
Where we were last night, JC, on the dinner cruise, the sunset cruise, I think I was looking at the depth finder, and it didn't get more than like 6 feet deep.
Awesome.
Yeah. So if anything, you could stand up, no problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We did see a stingray yesterday when we came back from our jet ski. It was a big boy, too.
It was.
It was really cool.
That's so fun. So, well, speaking of animals, I think we get to see some today as well, right?
Yes. You are going to be spending some time with our partners at Dolphins Plus Marine Mammal Responders, and they'll be giving you a brief overview of what they do with their educational programming, and they'll talk about their dolphin encounters and really just their efforts to provide education surrounding dolphins and marine mammal life.
Yeah. And they have rescue dolphins,
they do,
right?
They do.
Cool.
Yeah, so they really take care of them. They're actually one of the only ones that go out and rescue dolphins and manatees and stuff. So
awesome.
I'm excited.
I am too.
Got my flip-flops yesterday, by the
way. Did you love your
fish flops? Yeah.
So those are a really cool story. They are designed by a local artist, Michelle Nicolo, and they are made with reusable or renewable rubbers, so they're earth-friendly as well, and our efforts with sustainability really shine through there, and they're made by Samba Soul.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah, they're pretty comfortable.
And your straws
are
made
out of... You can only find them here.
Out of, what is it, avocado?
Avocado pits.
Avocado pits.
I mean, you guys just redo everything.
We do. We really focus our efforts on sustainability and keeping our environment safe. And so we avoid any single-use plastic and the straw movement, you know, because who likes a paper straw?
Right.
Mushy.
Right?
Yeah,
they do.
Break up and stuff.
Yeah, so we found this great company that does avocado straws or avocado pit straws, and they feel and look like a straw, but they actually biodegrade in earth and after 258 days, I believe.
Awesome.
And dinner tonight.
Yes.
Where are we going?
So, if Justin catches...
No.
Remember, it all depends. Justin right now is deep sea fishing.
Deep sea fishing.
Yeah.
So, if he does it right, which I have no doubt that Captain Casey with Sea Monkey will definitely steer him in the right direction.
Okay.
They will come back and pick some herbs from the garden with Chef Andy.
Shout out, JC. Yes. Pick some herbs.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks, bro.
And then, Jenna, you're baking some pie. And I heard
Shout
your favorite is key lime pie. Is that for tonight? We're getting that tonight? Yes.
Well, they know how much I love to bake pie, but I've never made a key lime pie, and it happens to be one of my favorite kinds of pies. So I'm so excited. I feel like it's harder than the other pies I bake, so I'm excited to work and learn some tricks.
I think you'll love the experience, and Chef Andy's recipe is, he calls it award-winning, and definitely is one of my favorites. favorites here in the Keys.
So the good news is if the fish that Justin catches is bad, then at least you all have pie.
Or if he catches nothing at all, we at least
catches
get to ride.
Nothing. Right, 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 right.
So if nothing else, you have some really good key lime pie.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, we're really excited.
We are.
And tequila. Plenty of tequila. And for all information, Hilton, we can go to travel.hilton.com/keys.
Yes.
Yeah.
That just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
And dinner is going to be out on the beach today.
Nice.
It's a hook and cook, so it's a family style sides with what your friend's Justin is going to be catching. So
hook and cook.
I like it.
Well, that's Audrey right there.
Thank you, Audrey. Thank you, Maya.
You can follow Maya on Instagram, by the way. It's Maya_K9. Yes. And I finally got it. K9.
C-A-Y.
C-A-Y.
Dog.
C-A-Y. C-A-Y9.
Yeah. But I get it. Like, K9.
She's just laying down.
It's an Instagram joke.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
At the request of engineer Don, we will not be talking about the Bachelorette last night.
Oh my gosh, he literally stormed out of the room when he thought
you mentioned Luke P. and he stormed. He out.
Wow, super fan.
Yeah.
No idea. I thought you were a sports guy, Don.
Yeah, Don's sneaky. Yeah, Don's in touch with the feminine side. There's a lot of dudes that claim they don't watch The Bachelorette, but let's be honest, you do. It's okay. You keep saying you don't, but we know you do. I did see a little blurb, and Don, you could say for this one. They did bungee jump yesterday, naked.
Naked?
And I was telling Kelly, if I was one of those dudes on the show, and Garrett comes back bragging about how he bungee jumped naked with Hannah, I'd just say, I'm out. Because y'all's nasties touched.
Y'all's nasties.
Yeah, I'm out.
So unenlightened and immature, JC.
I got to be around the guy that was naked with the girl I'm dating.
Yeah.
She said it was nothing sexual.
To her it wasn't, but I bet you Garrett.
Still, just like there shouldn't be anybody at your wedding that's seeing your wife naked. Yeah. Aside from a parent.
So as a guy, when you bungee jump naked, isn't that very uncomfortable?
I would think it already is
because you have to be in that saddle.
And what if something gets...
That's what I'm saying.
Caught up.
Yeah.
That could be... Yeah. That could be life-ending. Mm-hmm. Changing anyway.
That could be bad. But they went naked.
Apparently, this is a custom wherever they were. I was just kind of reading some of the headlines this morning. I obviously didn't watch it. But they were saying this is a thing in whatever country they're in right now.
It looked like it was cold. That
I'm sure that country does that just to see what they can get away with.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
That's going to be a couple's challenge on Thursday.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's gonna be, who has the biggest...
I'm out.
The biggest bungee
I'm out. I'm
back.
On the next plane.
So that's going to be pretty cool. And so we won't tell you who went home because we didn't get to watch the show. We were on our cruise, but we will catch up on that.
Sunset cruise with heavy hors d'oeuvres.
You know what I did catch last night, though? And I ended up not going to bed till like 11. I watched The Hills.
How was it?
So good.
Really?
Yes.
It's not sad?
No. The only thing I'm mad about is that they didn't use Unwritten as the theme song.
Oh.
No, I thought they did it. They did. It's an updated version of it. She redid it.
Oh, it wasn't like the old school one. That sounded different.
Yeah, I thought she did some sort of new acoustic version of it, right? No?
To me, I was like, where's my song at? Because I didn't hear, the rest is still unwritten. That's how you knew. That's how you knew it was.
They couldn't change that.
I thought she did. She updated the song. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it didn't sound like
that.
This is
the most controversial moment from the entire episode.
But it was good. Lauren's not in it, of course, because she's successful.
And Kristen
Cavallari is also doing extremely well, so she didn't come back.
Yeah, bye.
She's very Cavallari.
Everybody's back.
Even Brody Jenner came on, right?
And I don't know how I feel about Brody.
Why?
He didn't come off very very well in the first episode.
When did he ever come off well in the original?
Yeah, I thought he was always arrogant. He's just so hot.
Maybe I just didn't remember because it's been such a long time.
You were just dazzled by his good looks.
Yeah, just the
way. Yeah, we all were.
All the girls are still talking about Brody's looks.
Oh, he's just a beautiful man.
Would you naked bungee jump with him?
No, I would not.
He had to think about it there for a second.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, maybe for the gram. No, but he's married now. And there was they brought up something that I'd never caught because I haven't kept up with these people. They do catch you up with all the stuff that went wrong with their lives because everybody, like Stephanie Pratt, got arrested and stuff for shoplifting.
Jason Waller, he had all that mess.
He wasn't on the first episode, but I think he's supposed to be coming back. I don't know, They have Brandon Lee, who's Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee's son.
He's a new character.
Yeah. Misha Barton's in it.
Yes.
Wow. I was like, why is she here?
I'm surprised they brought her on.
I didn't really see that.
But I'm so excited.
They have a whole story arc with her and Perez Hilton that they're going to apparently touch on. Mm-hmm. Spencer's still Spencer. Everybody forgets he's the original Scott Disick.
Yeah.
Like, he's the original villain that everybody loved.
But worse.
But a little bit worse,
Did he have his crystals?
He still is all about the crystals. Mm-hmm. And
he spent his fortune on crystals.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what made them broke?
They talk about a lot how they lost their fortune.
It's like the Nicolas Cage move.
Justin Bobby is back.
Oh, my gosh.
How's he looking?
The same. That dude did not age one bit. And he's still, Audrina is back, and she got divorced, and so they're rekindling.
No way.
Yeah, they went on a little on a catch-up date.
Wow. I love that you're going to buy into this when it was all scripted, and they've all said how scripted it was whole time.
Oh, you can tell it's scripted, but it's good scripted.
But the rest is still unwritten.
Thank you, Anna. Is this a new song?
Very good. There you go.
Yeah, see, I didn't recognize it.
Oh, of course, it's the club version.
Yeah, EDM version.
Okay,
wow, it's so different. You
can
recognize it?
This is not what I heard when it opened. It was different. This was not what I heard when they opened the show up.
I believe you.
But there was a funny moment because Frankie, Brody Jenner's best friend, mm-hmm. they all got together, hadn't seen each other
Delgado.
In a while. Yeah, Frankie Delgado, he has a bunch of clubs, and he goes, hey, man, a bunch of people at my club got really excited because they said Caitlyn Jenner had reserved a table, so I was super excited to see your dad. And then it turns out it's your wife. And that's where I found out that Brody Jenner's wife is Caitlyn.
Oh. Yeah, Caitlyn Carter.
Yeah.
And then now she's Caitlyn Jenner.
She's Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, no. And, she's with a K, though.
And, yeah, she's with a K. Caitlyn is with a C. So both of them have the same name. And Brody's cool to talk about it. He was going, like, it's kind of weird that my dad is now a woman and named Caitlyn. And my wife
that's
is
an understatement.
Caitlyn. Yeah, he talked about it.
Yeah.
He didn't shy away from it. They did a whole thing on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they have a good relationship.
But he still calls her dad. Like, I think Kylie and
Yes, that's still dad.
Yeah, so it's a good show. I'm in.
I can't wait.
You didn't get to catch it, Anna?
No, I didn't get to catch it. I was outside, like, all day yesterday.
Man, work. Yeah. Work getting in the way of
work
trashy reality.
Work at the beach or something else, isn't
it? I was, you know, just posting on social media, taking pictures of you guys.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. But speaking of...
What?
Taking pictures of you guys, do you want to hear about the couples challenge that you will be doing today?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, you guys all did great yesterday. The buried treasure challenge.
Yeah.
Because you guys are all treasures.
Well, thank you. We finally found out.
We did not do great.
Justin is, in fact, a gold digger.
Yeah.
So for today's challenge, what we are going to do is a couple's photo shoot. So the plan will be, because you know I love taking your pictures.
When are we doing this? I mean, what time?
At some point today.
We got time.
We will fit it in the schedule.
Yeah.
And we will post the best of the photos on Kid Nation and all of our social medias, Instagram, Twitter, everything at Kid Nation. And you'll be able to vote for your favorite couple photo tonight, Kid Nation will, and we will announce the winner tomorrow.
Oh, man. Mm.
Vote all day tomorrow, maybe.
All right.
Okay, so it's whatever we want.
Jenna, you have a great advantage on this.
For dinner tonight, sometime today we can take
our picture. And you're going to be the photographer.
Yes.
Okay. So we have to come up with our concept.
Yeah, just as long as it's you and your partner, that fits the guidelines.
Okay. Man, you and your rules.
Yeah, right? Wow. That's a stretch.
Jenna, can I borrow your hat?
No, these are my props.
Jesse, can I borrow your wife?
The answer to that's no, Al, yeah.
Blame a guy for trying.
Yeah, you got your boy. You got Justin. Justin paired up.
Yeah.
All right, so be on the lookout for those pictures to drop so that you can vote on them, Kid Nation. I'm pretty sure Justin and Al's is going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Epic.
All right, we'll be back. We're live from Baker's Camp Resort on our family vacation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Real quick, breaking news regarding The Bachelorette. Engineer Don, don't worry, still not a spoiler. But apparently Hannah and Garrett did not touch no-nos. On her Instagram, she said she was wearing undies. I don't know, man.
Optical illusion.
I don't know, man. Still boobies were out. You know,
well,
you know,
just boobies.
Boobies are boobies.
Boobies are boobies. But still, if you're one of the guys dating, you still get jealous.
True.
You get a little jealous.
True.
Michelle wrote me too and said, "Hey, JC, you're not going crazy. I didn't hear Unwritten either when I watched The Hills, and that was my only negative about the show." Hashtag The Hills New Beginnings. Oh, by the way, the first artist they played on the show was Bryce Vine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
They played his song La La Land. That was the one cool thing about The Hills is that they always played you some really good music.
Yeah.
And you got to hear some new artists on there. And we're doing our challenge. Anna just told us that we're going to be doing photo shoots with our partners. All week long, we're doing couples challenges. Again, it's Kelly and Alan, Jenna and Juan Snow, myself and Kinsey, and then Big Al and Justin. And I think Al and Justin already took part in some photo.
They already did theirs.
As usual, I'm ahead of the curve.
How'd this come about, Big Al? Because did you post a picture?
I did.
I saw the picture.
I took it down for just a second, but I'll post it again. But I was looking at the romantic picture of Jenna and Juan Snow on the sunset cruise last night. The sunset behind them. They're gazing into each other's eyes.
We were just having a moment. And Al goes, "Hey,"
and they're
something.
They've got,
and we're like,
something.
"What?"
They've got their tongues down each other's throats.
No, and totally unsolicited.
So anyway, I looked over at Justin. I said, "Justin, let's recreate what Jenna and Juan Snow are doing right now." And aside from the kissing,
but they were kissing and grabbing each other.
Aside from the kissing,
well, no, Al said, "Y'all do something right now, and however you pose, we're gonna replicate it."
Yes,
okay,
yes. And so they did. And so they got up, and so Justin and I sat down, and we did the same thing. So I'll post that just as soon as we get done with the show today. I'll repost it.
So that's going to be your entry?
Absolutely.
Y'all aren't going to do anything else?
I mean, if something else strikes us, you know, I mean, we're artists. We're creative people.
I think you need to do something else because now you're spoiling it.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Oh, he just The Rocked you. It doesn't matter what you think.
She just burned a hole through you.
I'm just saying.
Kelly, I want to let you know that it does matter to me what you think.
That is noted.
She comes out on me 364 days of the year.
Mm-hmm.
If I get one in, it's like, ooh. So anyway.
This is just Al's very delayed comeback from last week.
Yeah, right? right?
Yeah.
So anyway, we got to jump on it. So I don't think anything can be better than what we did yesterday, but there's something else.
Oh, Al, you can always improve upon greatness.
No, I don't know,
Jen. You can.
I don't know, Jen. I gave up about 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, I got to look at my picture.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know. I hate doing photo shoots. I feel like I look awkward in them.
You and Kinsey should do the sunscreen one, like with the little old kid.
Oh, bringing the bikini.
Oh, I'm pulling her pants down?
Or yours,
am I the dog?
You're the...
Yeah.
She can... Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't want Kinsey to be the dog, but it'd be funnier with your shorts coming down.
With my butt crack?
It's just an idea off the top of my
head.
I'll
show butt crack for the gram. Yeah. What's up, Cheddar?
Does Big Al realize his partner is not going to not take more pictures?
Yeah, you know, Justin's
going to want to yesterday on the boat, by the way, Justin and I, you know, we used to take photos together all the time, but now I have a significant other. So yesterday I was like, "Let's take a photo." He's like, "Really? You want to take a photo?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Hold on, please." He gets into his book bag, puts on his third outfit change.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a full blogger. That's what bloggers do. Full outfit change on one boat ride.
Yeah, all the guys, we did tropical shirts yesterday, so we all showed up looking right.
Yeah.
You know, we all matching, looking good. Justin had a cool tropical shirt and pants.
Mm-hmm.
About 15 minutes into the boat ride.
If that.
He comes out wearing, I think they were
yellow
chubbies.
Shorts.
Yeah, like short
chubbies.
He wore
tiny shorts, and then it was time for the caftan.
Yeah.
He always brings a colorful caftan.
A caftan is like it looks like a...
As a general rule for costume changes, it just gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yes. Yeah, he seemed culturally confused because the muumuu seemed to be of some sort of Asian print, and then he wore a cowboy hat with it.
Uh-huh. Well, and he also kept saying it had a peacock on it, and he was Cuban or something.
Yeah, he was really. He might have been drunk.
Confused.
Yeah. He might have a little much of the vino. Too much of the vino.
But again, Justin does have a lot of outfits that he because this was. the thing he was looking forward to the most.
I know exactly what y'all should do. I don't know why I'm helping everyone else with their ideas. I just feel creative right now. You swap outfits. You wear something Justin bought, and he wears something
Jenna,
you brought.
Jenna, no, he's not taking any more pictures.
Oh, that's right.
Remember.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you think,
not
Kelly.
Not taking any more pictures.
Yes, not only does it not matter what Kelly thinks, it also doesn't matter what you think.
No.
I'll take that into consideration, Jenna.
Y'all know I love to style photos.
You don't get the verbal slash.
Oh, my God.
I was not worried about, open to your idea.
I think that was a valuable idea.
He's not doing anything impressive. He just wants to check it off the list.
Yes.
Okay, picture done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's really using one from last year.
Yes, right? Photoshop.
Well, he's still wearing the same dumb t-shirt, so.
Yeah. No, this is going down.
How old is that shirt? I'm a fun guy.
That's the best part about Al's wardrobe. No one can time it. No one knows.
I don't know.
He keeps getting older, but those t-shirts stay the same.
All right.
I keep looking for my IP and Pools t-shirt, but I can't find it.
Good.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than a guy showing up to the pool at a resort with an IP and pool shirt. You know?
That's the funny part.
That's not the best part. Kelly just got an update on her phone.
What?
I did.
It's good news for us, guys.
Did I share or no?
I don't know. Yeah. Should we share? It's about the guys.
Somebody sent a photo of what's happening on the boat.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I don't want to spoil it.
Is Justin wearing what he left with?
What's Justin wearing?
I wasn't a picture of Justin, so I don't know.
Who's in the picture?
Cammy.
Oh, okay. Cammy.
So they caught some.
Where's Alan and Justin?
I don't know. Well, my husband's taking the picture.
Okay.
I want to eat dinner, but I think it would be incredible if they caught nothing.
Or some algae.
Hubcap.
Some algae or
some plastic.
Something like that.
Hey, speaking of catching things, do I have time to say this story? Because we didn't talk about it. You know, our captain on the boat last night, I don't know if y'all all got the lowdown on that little fluffy Pomeranian dog.
Yeah.
This is a phenomenal story. He said about 10 years ago, he went out, I don't know, you know, he was going out fishing in the middle of the night. He said he just wanted to get out on his boat. He found that dog barely floating along in the middle of the ocean, just kind
in
of paddling, but kind of floating, not sure how long it had been out there. I mean, the sad part of that is he thinks that whatever boat that dog had been on must have capsized. He took that dog in. Once he took the dog in, the dog slept for 3 days straight. It was so exhausted, and he's had that dog for 10 years, and he says that he's fine on the boat, but he didn't realize until he does some, you saw some of the scuba and snorkel equipment on the boat we did the cruise on last night. He said when groups of people put on life jackets, the dog pees himself, is so scared. So he thinks that maybe that dog went through a really traumatic, like its owner's boat capsized and it was struggling for days. Either they got to safety and thought they lost the dog, or no one knows what happened. But he saved that dog's life and has had that dog.
What,
that's why that dog
miracle.
Doesn't leave his side.
Can you imagine how weird it must be?
It was at night.
To find a dog barely. He said he was like floating
and kind of
paddling, just exhausted. So who knows how long he had been out there. He was only 10 months old at the time, and now he's 10 years old.
You're like, what kind of sea creature is that?
Yeah, right?
Sea dog.
Yeah.
It's a cute dog, too. What was his name?
Cute Pomeranian. B.
B. That was his name. B. Yeah.
B's a beast.
I kept asking.
Oh, that's Kizzy wants to talk.
Because the dog was just so cute. But I kept asking him. I said, is your dog a boy or a girl? He goes, he's a girl.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.